It's 25 past 6 on Breakfast. Time to talk sport with Warwick Hadfield and Warwick. Usain Bolt, world champion again.
And out they get first time. Gatlin got a better start than Usain Bolt, but Bolt is still puffing and chasing down Justin Gatlin, and he's got the American. Bolt gets Gatlin, and Bolt wins in 9.78. The American had the race for 65, 75 metres. Doesn't matter, in the rain, 9.78 into a headwind.
It doesn't matter. Warwick is, though we're saying it again, he's the greatest athlete of all time.
Well, his record's starting to look like that, Fran. I mean, Michael Johnson and others, Carl Lewis, have won more world titles at this stage, but he's still got two more to go, Bolt, at this championship. And it's amazing that it was a very hot day in Moscow, and just before the start of this race, guess what? Lightning bolts suddenly started cracking across the Moscow sky, and then it started to rain very heavily. But that wasn't enough to slow down Usain Bolt, although the time was 9.77 seconds. That's outside the world record of 9.58. But he said
there was heavy rain, though.
That's right. And he also said his legs were sore after the semi-final. He didn't know why they were sore, but he knew that he wouldn't be going out for a world record. He had to do just enough to win. And he really did that when he gunned down Gatlin. I mean, as the commentary said, Gatlin did lead the race early on, but there was Bolt just knowing what he had to do to cross the line first. And he's done it so many times in Olympics and at world championships. And eventually, I think he's only 27, so there's plenty more to come. And by the time he gets to Brazil, I think we'll start thinking of him in the same name as famous Brazilians like Pele and also famous Americans like Muhammad Ali and Michael Jordan. He's that great an athlete.
Is 27 not getting old for a sprinter?
Well, yes and no. I mean, there are sprinters, some famously and some infamously, who started to improve in their 30s, and some of them tested positive. And mentioning that, you know, we needed, as I say, the sport of athletics, and I think all of us just wanted to have Usain Bolt win this race. He's the only runner at the moment who seems to be free of any taint of drugs. I mean, Justin Gatlin served time on the sidelines for using the stuff, and we've had two other people go positive in recent times as well. So I think, you know, we just want this guy to be clean and to continue to do what he does, and heaven help us if it's proven to be otherwise.
The fourth test in the Ashes in the second innings seems to have let England off the leash, really.
Oh, absolutely. Ian Bell has scored his third century, I think it is, of this series. You know, he's a doughty little batsman. He doesn't look like he's ever going to do you any harm, but quite a few times now he's dragged England back into the match, and he's done it this time. It stumps the English a 5 for 234. Bell's 105 not out. They have an overall lead of 202 with those 5 wickets in hand, and I would think Australia's going to be chasing a lot more than they thought they would have been doing when at the start of play, because they did have England on the ropes, you know, with Chris Rogers there undefeated and also Brad Haddin. But they both fell to Graham Swann's off-spin before the new ball arrived, and it was only really Ryan Harris among the tail who did any damage to the England bowlers to get Australia to 270. But that's not going to be enough, I would think. I think England are going to... Fran, there's still the rain.
Oh, come on, we don't want the rain. A doughty little batsman, I love that phrase. Our women's cricket team, though, the Southern Stars, they're going well.
Oh, beautifully. And there's a great story among them. They're playing this one-off test. It's the end of day one. Australia is 3 for 243, but they've got their own great little story up there with Chris Rogers. Sarah Elliott is a 95 not out. She's playing only her second test. She's yet to score a test 100, and she's really batted right throughout the day for Australia to put the Australians in a strong position. The Australian women's team are the dominant team in world cricket at the moment, so one would expect that they would win this one-off test match against the English, and also the one-dayers in the 2020s to come.
Okay, Warwick, thanks very much. Talk to you at 7:30. I know you'll have some golf news and plenty of footy scores for us.
Good on you, Fran.